Hi, and welcome to Maths It Podcast F11, focusing on inequalities. Question 1A asks us to write down the integer values of x that satisfy the given inequality. Integer just means whole number. The double inequality reads x is greater than or equal to negative 4 and less than 2. So you need to list numbers between negative 4 and 2, but not including 2. So the answer is minus 4, minus 3, minus 2, minus 1, 0, and 1. Part B asks us to solve the inequality x minus 5 is less than negative 13. When solving questions like this, you need to treat them like a normal equation, like one that's got an equal sign in. So what we are aiming to do is get all the x's on one side and all the numbers on the other. To do that, in this case, we need to get rid of the minus 5. So we add 5 to both sides, giving us x is less than negative 8. We've only got 1x, so we're done. X is less than negative 8. Question 2 says that n is an integer such that 3 lots of this number is greater than or equal to negative 9 but less than 11. What I would do first is actually divide by 3 and divide everything by 3. So we end up with n is greater than or equal to negative 3, but less than 3 and 2 thirds. And then list all the numbers that I need. So, minus 3, minus 2, minus 1, 0, 1, 2, and 3. Question 3 is asking us to solve the inequality 4x plus 5 is greater than negative 10. Again, treat it like the equation 4x plus 5 equals negative 10. First thing I want to do is get rid of the plus 5. So to do that, I minus 5 from both sides, giving me 4x is greater than negative 15. Final step to get x on its own is to divide by 4. So I end up with x is greater than negative 3.75. Question 4 is asking me to solve the inequality 7x plus 1 is greater than 50. Again, treat it like a normal equation. Get rid of the plus 1 first by taking 1 from both sides, so you end up with 7x is greater than 49. The final step to get x on its own is to divide by 7, so x is greater than 7. Question 5 is asking me to solve the inequality 10x take away 4 is less than 6x minus 12. This time we've got x's on both sides, but we're just going to treat it like it's an equation that has x's on both sides. So the first step is to look for the side that's got the least number of x's on. In our case, it's the right-hand side because there's only 6 x's on this side and then 10 on the other. So we're going to get rid of 6 x's by taking away 6x from both sides. So we're left with 4x minus 4 is less than negative 12. Now we want to get rid of the takeaway 4. And to do that, we add 4 to both sides. So we end up with 4x is less than negative 8. Final step is just to divide by 4, so we're left with x on its own. Dividing by 4 then, we get x is less than negative 2. Part 2 of question 5 gives us a number line and asks us to represent the solution to part 1 on there. Now x is less than negative 2 means all of the numbers that are less than negative 2, but not including negative 2. So what we need to do is put a small circle around negative 2, but don't shade it in, and then draw an arrow going to the left, which goes through minus 3, minus 4, minus 5, and so on.